you very much, Kim Gordon. Steve Bertrand here on the Wintrust Business Lunch, the Friday edition. Thanks very much to John Hansen, who sat here for the last couple of days. I know he had probably more donuts than he should. Yesterday was Krispy Kreme Day, but no donuts today. A couple of guests in the second half hour that I think will be especially interesting to you if you are running a small business or know someone who does. We're going to talk to Chris Vail from Logical Position, talk to Bill and Wendy about that a little bit. They're a company that helps you figure out how to get a better response from your website. You know, how do you load it? What do you say with it? Things like that. It's kind of over my head, but they make it very simple and they'll explain it. We'll talk about that. And then also, there's a company that allows for wireless coverage for when your internet goes down. So you're not paying, I think you pay like a monthly fee, but then if you have some sort of catastrophe with your internet system, the backup is up and ready to go. That is called data to go wireless. So we'll talk to them as well. But we're going to start with Andrea Haines, who is here from Blue Sky Innovation in the Chicago Tribune. Andrea, welcome back to the Business Lunch.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here.
Well, there's a lot of things I want to talk to you. You're going to talk science to me here in a minute. But let's start with drones, because the FAA, right, is approving. They've put their rules in effect for who can use a drone. It's easier to do it. You register your drone, blah, blah, blah. But how do you use it for a business? That is prompting a few business creations. Explain that for me.
Yep. So the new laws are going into effect on Monday. So there are businesses out there that have been, you know, doing work, both doing aerial photography themselves as a business and also consulting with companies that are interested in using drones for their work, be it anything from photography to doing things like public safety related things. It opens up a big world.
So if you want to, I'm thinking, you know, there used to be like you would float a balloon and take a picture of a house for real estate.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff, right, that drones will be doing if you're not doing it now.
Real estate for sure will be a big market. You know, you can imagine sending something in the air and allowing it to take photos from all angles is pretty cool.
The story in Chicago Tribune of Blue Sky talks about AeroVista Innovations, which I think they're out of Highland Park.
Yep.
And they offer classes to people who want to figure out how to do it?
They are. They're offering classes. They're consulting with businesses, helping them figure out how they can use drones in their business and then, you know, literally how to execute it.
Is it a marketing thing or is it just a hands-on, here's how you fly a drone sort of thing?
Yeah, it's hands-on. They actually own, you know, they own drones and they, again, will both kind of contract out to do the work, but they will also teach you how to do the work, or if you're developing something within your company to do it, they will consult with you on that.
So if you come in, take a class and say, oh, it's too hard for me, they'll do it for you.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, nice.
Exactly.
Little honey in the fly trap there.
Yeah, and one thing we thought was funny was they had worked with a wedding photographer, so it was like, you can imagine that taking that business to a whole new level, right? The cool thing to do, I guess, will be to have your wedding shot from a drone.
That's too bad. It's bad enough having your picture taken when you're on the ground, let alone from above. They do a lot of work with fire departments.
They have. They've been doing some training with fire departments who are starting to figure out ways that they could do that. You know,
I don't understand,
map out sites to, again, just have that view and be able to see things from a perspective they never could.
So live during a fire? Is that what you're thinking? Or?
You know, I think they're thinking more along the lines of, you know, mapping out space and familiarizing themselves with space. One of the things they mentioned was like a corporate campus, you know, situations where you have very large properties and being able to know,
what's
going on. Yeah.
Okay, so there's that. And then now there's this research out of UIC, which I read the headline. I'm like, this is so cool. And then I started trying to understand it, and it's kind of beyond me. But they've come up with an artificial leaf that does the same thing with CO2 that a natural leaf does. Walk me through this.
Yeah, so me in chemistry, I don't know, but I'll do my best here. So they call it an artificial leaf. It doesn't literally look like a leaf. It's, you know, so far it's a prototype, but it is a device, let's say, that would basically mimic what a leaf can do, which is create more of a 360-degree energy cycle versus just you burn it, you pollute, you're done. This is would be part of a process that, you know, would be a future way that energy is used in a more 360-degree way. So it basically recycles and stores energy.
So it's like, but it gets that energy from the sun like a leaf does.
Exactly.
And this, they think, might be important when it comes to battery technology and things like that.
Yeah, this is a recurring issue whenever we talk about clean energy. Is like, you know, ways to harness the energy is one thing, but then they need to be able to store that energy to make it available when people actually need to use it. That's one of the big kind of conundrums that industry is working with, and this could be part of a solution.
Right, so in other industries, when you create the energy, it needs to be used or moved, or it can't, storage is an issue.
Exactly.
All right, we'll see about that. But it doesn't look like a leaf?
It doesn't look like a leaf. And yeah, it was,
it's
you
a
know,
lot
we
less
did ask,
sexy to me then.
Yeah, we did ask about that, and they said as they actually build it, they're going to have to figure out what it will literally look like.
A lot of things, a lot of the issues that we talk about here has to do with minority participation in the tech industry or women in tech, and it seems to be lacking there more than most, right? I mean, the numbers are worse in the tech world than they are in general.
Yeah, I think it's a problem in a lot of industries, but it seems to be magnified in the tech world.
And so another one of these companies that comes up on this show quite a bit is Opturnative, which is a cool idea where you can take an eye test online and get a pair of glasses, right? They work with doctors or ophthalmologists or whomever.
Yep.
And they run into trouble with eye doctors from state to state. I think they're in trouble here in Illinois, right? Are they having trouble?
There are states where they've had to stop operating, but they're continuing to move forward with their business.
This will happen. Yeah. This will be the way we check our eyes one day. But they also are kind of a leader when it comes to diversity in the workplace.
Yeah, they have built a very diverse team. I think someone on staff saw a picture on Twitter or something that was just like, wow, this doesn't really look like, you know, frankly, most of the tech companies that we cover. This is a super diverse staff. So we just had a conversation with them about that. We talked to the leaders of the company about why that's important to them, and also the actual, you know, some of the actual people about why they like to work in a place where they're not the only one.
Can I just say I'm a little unsettled by the headline, Opturnative made white men a minority.
You should be unsettled.
So it makes it sound like, well, that's a good thing.
Welcome to how everybody else feels, white men.
Is that right? Okay.
There it is. And it's definitely not an anti-white men thing, but it's a balance thing, I think, is the way to look at it.
Okay, I felt anti there in the headline a little bit.
Yeah.
But I love the quote from this guy I highlighted here, Gerald Palmer, African-American man, director of patient support. And I think he's the guy who said that he had worked in one spot where he was the only black guy in the office. And he said, look, for 40 hours a week, I felt like I was speaking for my entire race. I felt like every time I said something, people said, well, that's the way Gerald's people are.
Yeah.
And when you're in a place that's more diverse where you don't feel that pressure, I would imagine it's very freeing.
Yeah, many of the employees said that in various ways, but that they just, you know, it's more freeing to them to be at work. And they feel just more welcomed, even applying for the job and competing for the job, where they feel like they can actually be themselves there, and they won't be somehow masquerading or somehow be a token of one in the room, which, you know, women can sometimes feel that way as well.
Right. When you're the only one of anything.
Exactly.
It comes with a little pressure. And if you are one of many other ones, right, that opens things up. We talk a lot about diversity, how and not only does it help the workforce, but it also helps the company because you begin to get all different views that you might not have achieved otherwise.
Definitely. And I just don't know how you can reach multiple kinds of audiences when you are only coming from a limited perspective. So it seems like something companies of all types, not just tech companies, need to focus on.
That's Opturnative, where white men are a minority. but the CEO is a white guy, right?
See how much it shocks you to even think of being a minority? It's upsetting to you guys, but now you know how we feel.
Yeah, no, maybe it's not. I think that's not it. I think it's like that it's a, in the headline as if it's a cheerful, it's a good thing.
It's an unusual thing.
Yeah.
I think news is the unusual, and it's unusual at a tech company for white men to be the minority.
Yeah,
so I would say, yes, that is the news here, quite honestly.
Yeah, really I'm not saying it's wrong or right. I'm just saying.
That's a good thing. Again, change has to come with a little squirming, right?
It does. Tell me about 1871 and is it the Chicago Latino, or the Chicago Hispanic Chamber of Commerce?
Yep, so the Hispanic Chamber is located inside 1871. And again, going, I guess, to the diversity issue, they are starting an incubator this fall for Latino tech companies.
Same sort of thing, right? They said, we've got these men and women, Latino men and women with great ideas, and for some reason, they're not in the other incubators, or they might feel a little intimidated or whatever, so we're trying to find a way to nurture that.
Yeah, they definitely expressed a little almost surprise or maybe even a hint of frustration just that they haven't quite made those connections. They're not quite getting them those companies to where they want to be. So they're hoping that this sort of intense focus, bringing them, you know, more actively into 1871, that will give some of these companies the good, solid push they need.
Not a shelter. I mean, not like come here and don't go there. The organizers say, no, go there, too. Go
Absolutely.
To the other incubators.
Yeah.
But for some who could use a boost, come over here.
Yep, and it may be preparation for that as well.
Andrea Haynes is the editor of Blue Sky Innovation in the Chicago Tribune.
Thanks
for coming by. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Let's check the traffic hotspots now. Here's Jill Egan.
It's Friday, so it's a little bit heavier than normal on our expressways. The Kennedy is 30 minutes out to O'Hare, inbound up to 35 now from O'Hare to downtown, and building both directions of the Eisenhower as well. Out to Wolf, it's 22 minutes and inbound 23 from Wolf to downtown. I'm Jill Egan, WGN Traffic Central.
Hi. Penny Saturday is starting Friday, and now you can get great deals for your home, too. Hurry in to JCPenney this Friday and Saturday to find select Home Expressions 100% cotton solid bath towels for only $3. Plus, get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select apparel, home, shoes, fine jewelry, and accessories in-store and at jcp.com. Or save an extra 15% off with any other form of payment. Now that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Prices valid 826 to 827 coupon required. Valid 824 to 828. Some exclusions apply. 20% off for subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Home and auto bundled saves you cash. The mesh of the two together, smooth like leather. The two bundled together. Life is so sweet like an orange. Nothing rhymes with orange. I'm sorry.
Bundle home and auto and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot now has our best paints at even better prices. That includes interior and exterior paints. It includes durable paints and premium paints. It includes the most awarded, expert-vetted, tried-and-true customer favorites that prove we're pouring more into paint. Painting is more than getting the right color. It's getting the right paint and the right price. Get all three now with our best paints at even better prices. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift from
You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN. Tom Gimbel, the man behind LaSalle Network. The LaSalle Network will be here in just a bit talking about returning to the workforce. All right, Tom Gimbel is here from the LaSalle Network. Now, Tom, last week we talked, you were celebrating your anniversary.
Yep, 18 years.
18 years at the LaSalle Network, or for the LaSalle Network. And we talked, you were just about to go off in your LaSalle-ness.
Yes, LaSalle-ness.
Celebration, which is always a big surprise for your workforce. That was Friday afternoon last Friday.
Yep.
What was it?
So what we did was we flew the folks in from our California office, and then we had our two suburban locations come down. So we had about 165, 170 folks in Chicago. We start out with a champagne toast. We go downstairs. They don't know what's coming. We had trolleys waiting on LaSalle Street. Everyone packed in with some beverages of adult persuasion.
Sure.
And then we headed over to the Adler Planetarium, where we had bagpipe players out front.
And nice.
A happy LaSalle-mas banner being waved. And then we had flamenco dancers and a Latin salsa band outside on the patio, and inside we had a DJ and a star show and a casino setup. So it was a lot of fun.
Very nice. Our workers got a nice boost out of that.
Yeah, I think it was a big way to celebrate the great work that we've all done.
Last week after I talked to you, we talked to the CEO of Easy Links, which is a golf. You know
Gary Cohn?
Yeah, Gary Cohn.
Sure,
you
I know Gary.
Gary? Oh,
absolutely.
No kidding. And he said he's hiring.
Yes. Right? Some of it through us.
Is that right? I did not know that. But people are going back to work. More and more people are hiring.
Yeah.
So some people who might have found themselves out of work for a while are going back. You would think that would be a fairly easy thing to do, right?
Oh, it's hard.
Why is it hard?
I think there's both. It's interesting, too. But you know, a lot of times people project back to work as being really a mom thing.
Which
it can be. And then there's also people that take sabbaticals. There's people that have taken a pseudo retirement and they realize either A, they need more money than they thought, or B, they want to get back into the workforce. There's a lot of different reasons. But the confidence from A, technology. I mean, the technology is really a huge part. I mean, I know a lot of back to work moms who were, you know, maybe they got out of the workforce in 2004, 2005. Their kids are now 10. Right? 11, 12, maybe getting ready for junior high, and they want to get back into work, and they're like, I don't know how to use the technology.
You know, I've thought maybe one day I would like to teach because I think I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm qualified because of the technology, because of the way media is done now.
Right. And so there's a lot of intimidation that way, and a lot of, and sometimes it's false confidence where you think you know more than you. I mean, we do a lot in the accounting space, and there's people that were managers in public accounting firms, right? The big four, you know, huge firms.
Yeah.
I mean, very competent people. And they come back and they're like, well, maybe I could be a bookkeeper. And it's like, you're a CPA. You were working on Fortune 500 companies. Why are you saying that?
Okay. But one of your suggestions, though, as well, is to leave the ego at home.
Yes. And there is, and there's no doubt about that. But the biggest challenge is that, especially back-to-work parents, is they look at it, and they're not sure how they're going to feel being away from home.
Right.
And so the hardest part is trying to say, am I going to give up the flexibility for the income? Can I commit emotionally? There's a huge psychological, it's not always the competency or the confidence, it's the psychological aspect of, do I really want to do this?
When it's time to go back to work, and maybe this is a suggestion for moms who are going back, mm-hmm. or maybe not, but you say use your children as a resource in a way.
Yeah, it is. You can have your kids teach you so much on the technology side. And
it's,
and
like,
so,
the commercial where the grandkids come to the grandparents' house and they say, oh, hi, these don't work.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. And so now, instead of saying to your kid, can you set this up? Can you show me how to work this app? Figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
Right. And then ask your kid to almost validate that you did it the right way.
That's amazing. And so there, it's something that should be done, something done with enthusiasm.
Yeah, I think the other thing is there's a lot of online things you can do. So Microsoft Office has tutorials on how to use Excel and PowerPoint, basic stuff. And people go, oh, I know how to do it. But think about it. You're competing against people that have been doing it nonstop for the past years,
right,
and years and years. You got to get better. You got to be competitive.
Their fingers are automatic.
Yep.
Tom Gimbel from the LaSalle Network, thanks for coming by today.
Always good to be with you.
And happy LaSalle-mas. I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah.
It's the Business Lunch on 720 WGN.
Teach me how to be logical, oh, responsible, practical.
Yay. Thanks very much, Kim Gordon. Steve Bertrand here. It is the Wintrust Business Lunch of Friday afternoon on 720 WGN. We're sitting in the Allstate Showcase Studio right along Michigan Avenue, and I'm very excited about this next segment. Chris Vail is here from Logical Position. I've been telling you about Logical Position this week, and I've mentioned it earlier with Bill and Wendy, too. They're a company that helps you get a better response to what you put out on the web. That's the way I would explain it. Chris is here. Welcome to the Business Lunch.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Okay, you put it in better words. Explain for me what it is you do.
Yeah, so what we do is we're an internet marketing company, and we help drive traffic and hopefully revenue to our clients' websites through AdWords management and search engine optimization.
Okay, so, you know, and we were talking a little bit off the air, and I've said this many times, you know, everyone knows that if you're a small business that you need to be on the web. That's how people are going to find you.
Right.
And everyone knows then that you need to have a presence. And but after that, it's like, well, I put up a website. There's my presence. What do I do with it?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us just have no clue what to do.
Yeah, and most business owners are busy running their businesses, and that's where they get stuck. What do we do next?
Right. Well, that's the thing. So, you know, say you run a hot dog stand, right, and you want to have drive some web traffic. Well, I'm doing this because I love hot dogs,
yep,
not because I love SEOs or something like that.
Right.
And so what can a small business owner just kind of do on their own?
Yeah,
can they do something to really make a difference?
Absolutely. So if business owners have access to their websites, the best thing that they can do is tell a clear story to the search engines. You know, when you set up a brand new website and you're never done it before, you might just have a plain couple-page site that says, hey, I'm the hot dog stand down the road. Here's my address. Here's my phone number. But search engines only know what you tell them. So the better that you can explain to them what you do and what you're going after as far as someone searching in Google for what you do, the more likely you are to show up.
So I have a little travel company on the side. I build trips for companies or charities that want to do fundraisers. They get a group, they go to Europe, they make some money, or they build their brand or something like that. So on my website, then how do I tell that story with words on the website? I mean, is it...
Yeah, so what would be a keyword that someone would put into Google if they're looking for your site?
I don't know. I would say maybe group travel?
Group travel.
Okay,
that's perfect. So what you want to do is you want to have basically a page on your website that explains exactly to Google what you're trying to go after. So group travel would be the target of that page, and you're going to write content around that keyword target. And if you do that well and have specific landing pages targeting specific keywords you're going after, you're much more likely likely to show up in the search engine.
Am I giving Google my keywords, or are they extracting the keywords?
They're extracting it automatically through their algorithm. So, I mean, it's going to be on your site. You're going to have a title on your page, a URL on your page, and then content that kind of reinforces what you're going after on each page. And the better and more clearly you do that, the more likely you are to rank.
So that's what you mean by just telling a story clearly. If you're telling the story clearly, the algorithms are going to pick up who you are, what you do, and that's going to get your message.
That's right. And over the years, Google's become much more sophisticated in understanding context. So if you have four or five paragraphs, and a couple times in those paragraphs you talk about group travel and variations on that keyword, you have a much better chance of ranking. So that's exactly right.
You talk about improving authority as well in your presence. I'm not sure I understand that. What does that mean?
Yeah, so the idea behind that is if you tell a perfect story, and you tell those keyword targets across your site really, really well, there's probably 100 other sites out there doing exactly what you do, right?
Right, right.
So
not as well, Chris.
Not as well.
No,
that's right.
Not
exactly.
Nearly as well.
But the idea behind that is now you've got the clear story on your site. Search engines, in order to determine who gets to be on top for any given keyword that someone's searching for, next thing they're going to look for is, what does the rest of the web say about your site? And if the rest of the web verifies or backs up the fact that you are an authority in the industry and in the keywords you're targeting, you're going to show up even higher, and especially in a competitive market.
So external links.
That's right, external links. So in other words, if WGN Radio talked about your site on theirs, now Google's going to say, oh, this site might be important. But if 30 or 40 or 50 other sites started talking about it as well, now it's going to be even better.
So. I see. So on your webpage, you want to have those links that gives you authority.
Yeah, you want other sites to link to you. So you can link off to as many people as you want, but you really want other sites to link to you.
I see.
So the best way to do that is to start to build relationships with other industry authorities that might be interested in talking about you. And the more natural those links come, the better they're going to be for you.
You talk as well about Google AdWords, and I'm not sure I understand that.
Yeah,
either.
So AdWords...
Most of my questions are going to be, I'm not sure I understand.
Yeah, that's fine. Right. So AdWords is when you search for something right at the top of the search results, you're going to see a little box that says ad. And basically, an AdWords account allows you to show up above the organic results. And so our company is a premier partner with Google, which means Google's kind of handpicked us out of tens of thousands of partners in North America. There's about 30 of us to say we're the best of the best at managing campaigns. And what we do is we manage AdWords campaigns for a couple thousand clients. And we make sure that everything they're spending with Google in that ad section is going to the most appropriate way and being coming back to them, hopefully, in revenue and conversions on their site.
We're talking to Chris Vail, VP at Logical Position. You can see it at logicalposition.com. And we're talking about, you know, in general, if you're doing it on your own, but Logical Position is a company that will actually handle it.
That's
so
right.
I can go back to making hot dogs at my hot dog stand.
That's exactly. And most business owners running AdWords don't know how to do it in the best way possible. And so we basically study it all day long. We're passionate about it, AdWords and SEO. And with AdWords management, you know, a couple $100 a month and your budget with Google can be sure that every dollar is going to the best place possible.
How often do you see, because I would imagine, you know, companies call you in to help and you look at what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's like shooting with, I mean, if I were doing it, it'd be like shooting with a shotgun when a rifle is probably necessary,
yeah,
right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, if you're using...
So the shotgun, a lot of my money's being wasted.
Yep. Yeah, if you're using broad keywords like Chicago, when you're a Chicago hot dog stand, you're going to be seeing people click on your site that are searching for Chicago tours, for instance,
right,
rather than Chicago hot dog stands. And so narrowing down who you're advertising to, when you're showing up in the search engines, all of that stuff really you need to have hands-on approach to it. And if you're a business owner, a lot of times you're going to need help with that, and that's where we come in.
Put a different way, you want the people who are taking up your time to be good leads.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And the better language you use, the better story you tell, the better the leads that come in.
And I tell prospects all the time, I could send you a million visitors to your site, but if they don't buy, what are they doing
right
there? You're wasting your money.
Right.
So we want to make sure that everybody coming to your site is actually looking for what you have to offer.
And so do you guys work with the, I'm trying to remember now, was it the Cowboys?
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys is one of our clients. Yep, they do e-commerce, and we run their e-commerce campaign.
So it's a lot of big companies, but you also do small companies.
Yeah, everything from a local bike shop to big e-commerce stores and everything in between. So anybody that's wanting to get more traffic to their website, the two main sources through the internet is going to be AdWords or organic results. So that's what we cover.
All right, so let's go back to the hot dog stand. I bring you in. What's the first thing you do for me?
Yeah, so
I give you a hot dog, maybe some fries.
fries. Yeah, give me a hot dog and fries. We're going to sit down, and we're going to do just a complimentary review. We call it an audit or a review of your current situation, both your AdWords account, your organic rankings, where you're sitting right now for the keywords you're targeting.
And we're gonna I can just see. Yeah. And so then all the blood drains out of my face because everything I've done has been kind of wasted.
Well, and everybody wants to be number one for everything, but it doesn't happen that way. So, that review is going to kind of just uncover opportunities, and we're going to share that with you. Here's what you can do differently, and if you like what we have to offer, we'd love to manage it for you. If not, you're going to get some really good tips either way, and you're going to be able to go back to your site and make some changes to make things perform a little more efficiently.
Is it affordable?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're very competitive in the industry, but one of the big things that kind of sets Logical Position apart is our transparency. We offer a dashboard that really kind of dumbs things down for everybody that doesn't know what they're doing, but wants to see how we're performing.
I get it.
So you can log in and see exactly what the results are.
All right. How do people find out more information, Chris?
Yeah. So what we want you to do, if you're interested in a review of your website, is to go to chicagoonlinereview.net. That's chicagoonlinereview.net. Or give us a phone call at 312-281-6018. That's 312-281-6018. So we're Logical Position, and thank you so much for the time.
ChicagoOnlineReview.net.
Yep, you got it.
I'm not going to do that because I'm kind of afraid of the results.
I think it'd be fun. Let's do it.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It's the Business Lunch here on 720 WGN. Thanks very much, Orion Samuelson. Steve Bertrand here. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch on this Friday afternoon. Thanks again to John Hansen, who sat in for me on Wednesday and Thursday. We brought my son, Noah, to Miami of Ohio as he begins his freshman year next year. So a lot of fun to do that, and I appreciate John and Michael working together in my absence. All right, so one of the things, you know, we were just talking to Chris Vail about websites and the importance of websites and, you know, how that's now vital to business. What happens when your website goes down? It's obviously can be very costly. And I just learned, actually, I learned through Lou Manfredini about this new company called Data to Go Wireless, and they help alleviate that pain. The Chief Marketing Officer, CMO for Data to Go Wireless, Don May, is on a phone line with me now. Don, welcome to the Business Lunch.
Glad to be here.
So tell me, let's just start with the problem, I guess. I mean, obviously, businesses more than ever are relying on the Internet. I got to the office today, and a couple people were complaining that they were offline, that they couldn't get done what they needed to get done. When you run a small business, being offline for just a few hours can end up being very costly.
Absolutely. I mean, that's definitely a major problem that we see, not only in the small business, but in the mid-market enterprise as well. And having a business continuity strategy to maintain constant Internet connectivity is critical to any business.
And so that's what you guys do, right? You offer, you're sort of like the sump pump of the online presence?
Pretty much. Yeah. So what we offer is a product called Data Pro to Go, which is a wireless Internet failover solution that allows companies, you know, big and small, to implement an LTE wireless router that creates a true pay-as-you-go Internet failover solution. So if you think about it today, most companies have some sort of wired Internet solution in place. But what happens when that Internet connection goes down, whether it's a fiber optic cable being cut or just a problem on the carrier level? We offer a solution that bypasses the wired network and uses a wireless LTE radio to connect that location, and they pay for services only when they have an Internet outage. So it's a really unique way of creating a business continuity strategy.
So if I don't want to keep going back. I was talking earlier about a guy who runs a hot dog stand, but whatever it is. So, you know, and so the cable is cut outside my office. I lose my online presence or my Internet. Then what you have offers a way to do it. Obviously, you're not using that same fiber optics cable. It's a cellular technology, or how does it work?
That's correct. Yeah. So we actually have a very unique offering. We have agreements with all U.S. mobile network operators. So we operate, in essence, as a super carrier, and we offer businesses the ability to leverage the LTE 4G networks to connect their businesses through that type of technology. What that does, in essence, as you said before, is diversifies their internet connection technology, which is really critical when you're trying to make sure that your internet never goes down. If you have two wired connections and the fiber optic cut is affecting a region, it might affect all carriers in that region. But if you have a wireless solution, you can pretty much guarantee that you won't have an internet outage.
So this is one of those things that makes perfect sense that I hadn't thought of it before. Have you guys been around a while?
So Data2Go Wireless was actually started in 2012. We acquired Data2Go Wireless in 2014 with the goal of building what we call our end-to-end retail solutions like Data2Go. So we've been around since October of 2014. The Data2Go product has been around for about a year.
Any idea of what percentage of businesses are actually covered by something like this?
Well, it's actually quite minimal at this point.
Yeah.
It's favorable for us, being that the addressable market is pretty much any company in the United States that has an internet connection, right?
Right.
So having less than 1% of businesses today leveraging LTE connectivity, we see a massive opportunity in terms of growth and scale. So, a lot of people are still learning about this technology, and I think what we do differently than the other guys that are offering it, including the carriers themselves, is that we are carrier agnostic. We have all four networks, so we could pretty much guarantee coverage across any location in the United States.
So your target audience is 99% of the people walking the face of the earth.
Well, right now in the United States, but we'll get to the earth soon.
And it's like, what do you charge? You charge $10 a month, I mean, just to have it as a backup, right?
Right, exactly.
And
so
then,
$9.95, and then if there's an outage, you get billed for usage, but only if there's an outage event, meaning that your wired internet goes down. We charge $24.95 per gigabyte of data.
So, well, that's kind of nice, too, then. So you're charging a monthly fee to have it, and then if you need it, you're still only being charged what you use. So if you end up needing it and don't have much traffic, it's still not going to cost you all that much.
Yeah, we look at it as insurance for your business internet. What that means is, you know, for $10 a month, you have your premium, and then your deductible is $24.95. So like all insurances, you hope you never have to actually use it. But in the case that you do, it's only $24.95 per gigabyte of data. Again, there's no contracts or commitments. It's a really easy way to protect your business from those, you know, internet outages that plague a lot of companies
today.
It's
one of those things probably you should have, and you're not going to really know it if you don't get it until you need it, and then it's going to be too late. Data2Go Wireless. Yeah, I bet you do. How do people find out more information?
Well, they can go to our website, www.data2gowireless.com. They can click on the Data2Go Wireless LTE Internet Failover button. And from there, there's a great video there that kind of helps kind of frame out what our service does, as well as they can get pricing. And we do have the ability for someone to order our services online at shop.data2gowireless.com.
Don May, thanks for talking to us today. I appreciate it.